D. Using technology to exert control. Totalitarianism uses the state apparatus and secret police to monitor the population. Modern technology has pushed surveillance to the extreme, extending its gaze into every corner of life. A report by Business Insider summarized 10 ways the Chinese Communist Party has been monitoring the Chinese people. Using facial recognition technology that can pick people out of massive crowds. Getting group chat admins to spy on people. Forcing citizens to download apps that allow the government to monitor their cell phone photos and videos. Watching how people shop online. Having law enforcement officers wear special glasses to identify people in crowded places, like streets and train stations. Installing robot police in train stations to scan people's faces and match those of wanted fugitives. Using facial recognition technology to root out jaywalkers. Stopping pedestrians at random to check their phones. Tracking people's social media posts, which can be linked to the user's family and location. Building predictive software to aggregate data about people, without their knowledge, and flag those they consider threatening. The Financial Times draws out the sinister intent of China's social credit score system. This is at the heart of China's 2020 plan, not just to use big data to measure a credit score, but to quantify the political leanings of its citizenry, the article says. The same system can be recalibrated to produce a patriotism score, one that rates how closely an individual's views are in line with the values of the ruling Communist Party. With personnel files and big data, the government can have targeted citizens fired from their jobs and can have banks cancel their mortgages. It can revoke their licenses and ensure they can't get hospital treatment. Today's China has the largest surveillance system in the world. In public places and on the roads, surveillance cameras are everywhere. In just minutes, faces on a blacklist can be pulled from a sea of 1.4 billion people. The surveillance software embedded in WeChat on cell phones enables open surveillance, and privacy is completely absent for anyone with a cell phone. There is simply nowhere to hide. As technology becomes more and more advanced and governments become bigger and bigger, a continuation on the path of socialism in the West would result in a similarly horrifying fate of being constantly monitored, pressured, and managed. This ultimate scenario is by no means an exaggeration.